Merci.
Thank you for the question. Perhaps I could ask first. I'm Mr. Andrei Kashekika. I'm a lawyer by background and serve as an expert in the Ministry for Human Rights. To respond to the question that was asked, I can provide the following elements by way of response, addressing first the traceability of minerals mined. The DRC, in order to ensure a better management of its natural resources, participates in interstate cooperation efforts intended to ensure the proper tracing and tracking of natural resources, including those exploited via mining. We participate in various different international certification processes. By way of example, I could point to the Kimberley process for the tracing of diamonds and certification thereof. As I would also point to the Transparency Initiative in the mining industry, the ETA initiative, which we use to cover all natural resources. And I could also point to the FLECT resource, which is the European legislation, which is intended to ensure that the certification of legally cut timber. We've also signed the CITES protocol for the tracing of trade in flora and fauna resources, those flora and fauna which are threatened by extinction. In addition to our membership of those international processes, those international certification frameworks, which also allow us to identify extraterritorial actors in, for example, the mining sector, there's also a wealth of national legislation on the modalities that need to be followed in the mining sector in the DRC. By way of example of this domestic legislation, I could point to the law from 2018, subsequently modified and modifying the 2002 Mining Code. We also have the 2002 Forestry Code, and we also have in place the 2015 law, which provides for a general framework on the trading in coal, carbon, and other mineral resources. Now, what the difficulty lies is in the application of these pieces of legislation, because the majority of the areas in which these resources are to be found are currently occupied by Rwanda in the east of the country. And so the state cannot exercise its full sovereignty and therefore cannot apply the law. We can only apply the law if we have effective control over our territory. So it will be difficult for any legal or legislative or policy measures enacted can actually be implemented where they're intended to ensure upholding of relevant regulation and to prevent mining-related conflict, including the joint regulation that we have signed up to at the European level. It's difficult for the state to exercise its full sovereignty to ensure traceability of natural resources, given that the majority of the areas and regions in which these natural resources are located, in which they're mined and exploited, are in the hands of the Rwandan control and their puppets, other rebel groups such as M23, etc. Now, colleagues in the delegation may have some complementary information they wish to provide to flesh out that answer. I'll leave it there. Thank you.